Take him to the doctor, just pretend he's ill. Pay him for a service, settle up the bill. Take him to the doctor when it's dark at night. Leave him on a stairway, somewhere out of sight.
Later on, the doctor and his wife came out of their front door. They tripped over the beggar, knocking him to the ground. When he just lay still, they were horrified, thinking he was dead.
Oh no, we've killed a man.
Whatever shall we do?
They must find a way to hide the body. Poor old man, he's had his chips. Won't be good enough to say the story, swinging from the hangman's chair. To the neighbour, to the doctor's man. He'll think he's a robber, what a cunning plan. Take him to the neighbour, so he seems a thief. Run away and leave him, who needs all the grief?
Not long after, the Sultan's man and his wife found the beggar outside their house. They thought he was a robber, so they hit him, knocking him to the ground. When he just lay still, they were horrified, thinking he was dead.
Oh no, we've killed a man. Whatever shall we do?
They must find a way to hide the body. Poor old man, he's had his chips. Won't be good enough to say the story, swinging from the hangman's chair. To the market, leave him in the street. Prop him in the doorway, make a quick retreat. Take him to the market, lose him in the town. Make a hasty exit, mingle with the crowd.
So in the end, the beggar was propped up against a tree, looking as though he was just taking a nap. Along came a merchant who was very drunk. He could hardly walk in a straight line. He bumped into the beggar, knocking him to the ground.
Oh no, I've killed a man. Whatever shall I do?